The Steve Cochran Show.
Talking with Governor Rauner.
So I'm pushing for four types of reforms, and I'll negotiate on any of them and take something off if people want. More jobs. Number two, bring down our property tax burden. It's the highest in America. It's crushing our homeowners and our small business owners. Third, properly fund our schools. We're the worst state in America for funding our schools from the state level. And fourth, term limits on elected officials, including me, everybody in state government, term limits, so we can change the culture. The speaker should be in these meetings. He's resisted. He hasn't shown up. He's pushed us around as we as the other leaders, all the other three leaders, including President Cullerton. And we ought to focus and get him done.
Let's go to our Mike Madigan update board. Mike Madigan will be on the show today. No, of course he won't. The full Governor Rauner interview available at WGNRadio.com. Wherever podcasts are in your world, get it. Get the Steve Cochran Show in full or in part, and you can get all of what Governor Rauner suggests. I thought Rauner was great yesterday. Now, Andrea came up with an idea yesterday, which I really like. This started with a listener who said we should do the Madigan Challenge. Mm-hmm. It's like the Mannequin Challenge. Everybody stands around like a mannequin. But the Madigan Challenge is different. And here's what you could do to play. The Madigan Challenge is you simply send us a picture of the meeting you're attending with an empty chair.
Right.
It's a good plug for your business, but make sure there's an empty chair there. That's the Mike Madigan chair because he doesn't show up for meetings. He doesn't come in for meetings to discuss the budget or the further good of the people of Illinois or trying to fix anything. He doesn't come to the meetings. So if you'd like to play Madigan Challenge, send us the name of your business. Send us a picture of you attending a meeting with an empty chair. That's how we'll roll with the Madigan Challenge. And we can do that on Twitter and on Facebook, at Cochran Show on Twitter, Steve Cochran Show on Facebook. Wherever you want, just send them in any other way you want. Drop off a roll of film here. We'll get it developed.
Right. We'll go into the dark
room.
We'll
go old school. 7:15, Leslie Munger joins us now, the outgoing comptroller of the state of Illinois. And I'm sorry to say that because I voted for you and I wished you'd won.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thanks for having me on this morning. And I wish I'd won, too, but, you know, the voters decided, and I think I did everything I could possibly do to be successful, and it just didn't work out that way. It's very hard for Republicans to run in a presidential year, and I think former Governor Quinn and the Speaker knew that when they made this a special election. So,
now, I will say this because of and I've said this about Trump, who, you know, I didn't support, but I wish Susana Mendoza well. And I look forward to her proving that she's not in Madigan's pocket and doing right by the people of Illinois. So I look forward to the first tough decision she has to make to show that to be a fact. But that's a tough job she's walking into, as you well know. And what state is this? Your shape is the state in as you leave?
State is not in good shape, as I predicted. Really, all throughout this year, as we've continued to manage the state without a budget, we currently are sitting at about $10.6 billion in unpaid bills as of the close of business yesterday. We have over 126,000 bills sitting in the system that are waiting for payment, and we're about 5.5 months behind right now. And for those of everyone who's remembered how I put my own pay and all the elected official pay in line, which it still is, the last paycheck we received was our May paycheck, which was paid August 31st. We have not yet been paid for June. We've been paying bills from June 17th for about 2.5 months now. And that's because our revenues in October and November are so low that we could barely make the court ordered and statutorily required payments, much less pay anything else. So extremely tight cash flow right now. Very challenging going forward. We're spending nearly $500 million more every single month that we run our state without a budget. And there's really nothing more important that our legislature can do is to work with the governor and pass a budget that's balanced so we can begin to live within our means and work to pay down this really crushing debt that has been built.
Leslie, at the end of the day, we're all Illinois residents. We're all Illinois taxpayers. Is there kind of a smooth transition of power now when Susana Mendoza comes in? Will you both sit down? And she seems to be on the same page as far as withholding pay for lawmakers, but will there be somewhat of a smooth transition of power? Are you two kind of on the same page as far as that goes?
I hope so. I've not sat down with her. You know, this is all happening very quickly. And she said a lot of things in the campaign about what she was going to do, most of which were things that I had already done. So right. I'm hoping she continues them And a lot of my staff has been working very hard to make sure the books are in good order and that everything is ready to smoothly transition to her team, because we certainly have the best interest of Illinois at heart. And when I took office, I was asked to take this job, and 7 days later I was sworn in. And really what made a big difference for me was the staff who stepped up and helped. There's a very strong base of career staff members, the accountants, the people that run the financial pieces of the state that make a lot of those things happen every day. They are there. They will continue to, I think, help her team transition in.
Steve Cochran Show continues. Eric Edelstein will join us with Pat Brady in a second at 7:23. Thanks for hanging in there, Leslie Munger, and thanks for the work you've done as state comptroller. What is your last day in office?
Tomorrow. My last day, she will be sworn in when the election, since this is a special election, when the election results are certified on December 5th, she's sworn in and takes office. So it's been a crazy week. We've been getting everything ready to turn over to her.
Are you giving up on politics?
You know, I've had a lot of people ask me that question the last couple of weeks. I'm definitely interested in doing serving our state in some capacity. And I think one of the greatest gifts of having held this office for the past couple of years is all of the people I met, just so many wonderful folks all around the state who were so helpful. And so I look forward to serving in some capacity going forward. I never originally thought I would be serving as comptroller, so I just look forward to what the next opportunity is for me. And right now it's really nice to be able to get back to my family, and after 2 years of just running everywhere, from Rockford to Carbondale and Quincy to Champaign, everywhere throughout the state constantly. So I'm trying to get my life back in order after a crazy couple of years, but look forward to doing something.
I'd like to be one of Leslie Munger's family members where they want a little buy a little something extra. Hold on a second, I want to check this. I'm not sure this is going to meet the budget. You probably have a flinch every time you write a check for the rest of your life.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I just maybe like to, you know, leave with one note to just everyone and all of your listeners. And that is, the state really is in dire financial condition. We have got to put in place policies that will get us out of this in the long term. And we cannot keep doing the same thing. I just heard yesterday on the radio we're about to lose more congressional seats in Illinois because we're losing population. And so it really speaks to the critical need of looking forward and putting in place long-term solutions that will get Illinois back on a strong track, including things that will make us more cost competitive for businesses so we can put people back to work and give people a reason to move back to Illinois.
And we need a solid budget that works, not a stopgap spending plan to kick the can down the road. One of my least favorite cliches, but it applies here.
Right, and we need one before the end of the year, by January 1st, or we are going to go back to having, you know, student MAP grants, higher education, homeless, et cetera, all those things we couldn't pay at all, we'll be unable to pay again. So I hope that the new group in the controller's office will help continue to make that point. We'll keep that bill backlog up on a daily basis so everyone in Illinois can see where we are. And let's hold our public officials accountable for doing the jobs they were elected to do.
Well, you know, we'll do it here, and we encourage everybody else to do it as well. Thanks, and you know, we'll be in touch. Thank you. That's Leslie Munger.